Talking today with Mackenzie Waltham. Mackenzie, let's talk a little bit about your involvement as one of the speakers this year at the National FFA Convention representing Oklahoma. Tell me a little bit about how you got involved. How did you get interested in public speaking?
Well, I first started speaking when I was in sixth grade. I started doing Farmers Union speeches. Mr. and Mrs. Burns got me involved then, and I've just always really enjoyed it. And I went to Nationals in the Creed, and I've done Parley Pro, which is relating to speaking. So I've just always kind of enjoyed public speaking, and it's always been something that I've kind of been good at, and I like to research my topics and know them up and down, so it's pretty much how I got involved.
Now, after Creed, you've gone into prepared public speaking, right?
Yes, I've done prepared for all the years, but then I did the Creed contest as well, and then Parley Pro the next year, and now I'm in the prepared nationals.
Now tell me about this year's speech.
It's about the Enviro Pig. It's an environmentally friendly pig that actually has less phosphorus in its manure, so it's better for the environment, and hopefully the agriculture industry won't get blamed so much for polluting the environment from the EPA and avoid some regulations down the road.
Now you've lived with this environment Enviro Pig for several months, right?
Yeah, we've been pretty close buds.
So tell me about the process of getting a speech, that you choose a topic and then developing the speech and then the contest process to come around to this fall.
Well, it's really hard to find a topic that interests me. I'm kind of picky, and I always really get into like technology and genetic modification. And I came across the Enviro Pig, like it was by accident. It was like I was researching another topic, and there was one tiny sentence about the Enviro Pig. So I looked it up, and it really interested me. So I just started writing a speech, coming up with an opening. I chose green eggs and ham because it's going green. And then I just do a lot of research over it and try to get it ready to prepare it good. And I really like to know my questions so that anytime I never like caught off guard. So it's just a really long process.
So when was this speech actually first written?
I first wrote this speech last December, and I've been giving it ever since.
So you've actually repeated it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, a few hundred probably.
And you won, of course, state in May of this last year.
Yes, I did.
And that qualified you for Indianapolis. Over the summer, did you think very much about it? Have you kind of just leave it alone for a while and then came back to it? How did you work that?
We kind of rewrote it so it would be in the correct format for nationals. And I never said it or anything, but we just kind of worked on getting the bibliography in the right format and then rewording it, making it sound a little more professional. But that's about all I did with it over the summer. We took a break.
Okay. What's your plans down the road? You've been involved with FFA since eighth grade?
Yeah, I've been involved for 5 years now. So after this year, I'm planning on running for state office. So hopefully I can hang out with the FFA a few more years. So that's the plans right now. Possibly go to OSU, major in something in ag.
What do you think FFA's done for you?
The FFA has done so much for me. I can't possibly thank the organization enough. I could like never get up in front of my class and speak if it weren't for the FFA. And I've got to go so many places and experience so many amazing things that the average person could only dream of going and doing as much as I do. So the FFA has done so much for me.